Good evening and welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter Bitocha Message Series, sponsored by Dr. Mrs. David and Orly Simail, Nishma Seliol Chaim, Ben Harav Chaim Yitzchok, and Oren Ben Moshe, and Le'il Nishmas Gittel Bas Horav Eliezer Monoyach. We're always looking for ways to strengthen our Bitocha. And I think one of the ways that could be very powerful and ongoing and repetitious, which is good because repetition is one of the principles of Musar, how we internalize a message to our hearts, to our subconscious, to our neshama, and that is through tefillah, through the words of our chachomim, through the words of David HaMelech, through words that we may say every day, but paying just a little more attention to what we're saying may really make a major difference. Even as something as simple as Baruch Ato Hashem. Baruch Ato, first of all, we speak directly to Hashem, no, not in third person. Ato, you. Baruch, you are the source of all bracha. So immediately I remind myself that Hashem, with whom I have this close relationship, I speak directly to him. And Hashem is the Midas Horachamim, the Baal Horachamim, the one of mercy. And he's the Mekoyer HaBrochus, Baruch Ator, Hashem. So that itself just tells me I have a personal, familiar relationship with the source of all Brocha, which is what I want, what I need in order to be able to get what I want. And the one with whom I have that personal relationship and as the source of all bracha is the Adon HaKoyel, that's the Shem. He's the master of all, he's all powerful. And he's the Baal Rachamim. That's what the Shem Hashem means. So he's Molei Rachamim. He's all powerful. And he's the source of all bracha. And I have a personal relationship with him. Imagine if every time we said the words Baruch Ato Hashem, which we're supposed to say at least 100 times a day, we had that focus. What a chizuk in bitochem. You know, Rabbi Saul Salanta taught us that learning Musa is repeating and repeating, focusing on something again and again. And that, here it is, Baruch Ato Hashem. You are the source of all bracha. You, to whom I speak directly with a personal, familial form, and you are the Hashem, master of all, Adon HaKol, Baal HaRachamim, that's the Midas HaRachamim. Wow, those words alone can super strengthen us in terms of our Midas HaBitochon. We say those words on Brochus, we say those words, Brochus HaNeni, where we enjoy pleasure in life. So say those words in Birchas HaShachar, and we can connect our connection to Hashem, our recognition of Hashem, with everything that we do in this world. And that is significant because it's very important to know that the things that we do are gifts from Hashem rather than powers of our own, or products of our own power. If I have the money and the ability to cook food, the money to buy food, the ability to eat the food, these are all gifts from Hashem. And every level and dimension of kindness that we can appreciate from Hashem adds another dimension to our sense of trusting Him and having bitochen. There are so many psukim in the Psuke de Zimra, which point up to the strengthen or can be used to strengthen our bitochen Hashem. The basic one that we say at the end of the Hoidu, V'ani b'chastecho b'tachti, yogeh libi v'shuasecho, v'shira Hashem ki goma v'vai. Ani, I, trusted in your chesed. That's where bitochen begins. Bitochen begins not, I trust you're going to help me. I trust in your chesed. and therefore I feel you're going to help me. I trust in your chesed. I know that your chesed is endless. As we repeated previously, Hoidul Hashem ki toiv, ki le'olam chasdei. His chesed is eternal, is forever and ever and ever. The chesed that he exhibited in Maaseh Bereishis and Olam Chesed Yibonet is alive and well and of the same magnitude today that it was then. He doesn't change. Ani Hashem lo shonisi. Hashem doesn't change. So, ani b'chastecho b'tach. I trust in your chesed. I know the extent of your chesed. Your gael libi b'shu asechot of Ilnagoyin points out, your gael, my heart will rejoice because I have such trust in your chesed. I know that my heart will rejoice in the Yeshua, in the salvation, in the resolution of my problem. I just know it. I just feel it. I know that joy will come because I know the extent of your chesed. Just reviewing that and thinking about that on a daily basis, every time we say it, can have such a strong impact on our lives. We say Shmon Esrei. Again, Baruch Atah Hashem, we repeat again and again and again. But we have something else. At the end of the first bracha, we say, Melech, Yizer, Umayishia, Umogeh. That Hashem is the Melech. He's the Melech who helps. He's the Melech who's Yizer, helps. Umayishia, who saves. Umogeh, who shields. And it seems from the Avnei Eliyahu, from the Vilna Goyim, that we have three approaches that we take in our bitochen in Hashem, and all three of those approaches influence the Melech. He's the Melech. He's in charge. He's in control. But yet, our emotion can influence whether he's going to be Oizer or Mashiach or Mogen. And the Goyim explains that Melech Oizer means we have bitochen in Hashem. That's why he's going to help us. But this, our bitochen, is together with Ishtadlus. We do our Ishtadlus, and we have a bitochen. And Hashem is the Melech Oizer. He'll help us. It's called helping because I'm doing something, and he's helping, even though he's really making it all happen. But it's like helping because I'm doing something. Moshiach, he's the Melech HaMoshiach. Moshiach means I do nothing. He saves me. I'm not doing anything, and he just saves me. But then there's Melech HaMogein. He shields. I do the opposite. I put myself in danger, but I put my trust in Hashem. And when I put my trust in Hashem, it makes no difference if the trust is true and real, whether I'm being mishtabel, whether I'm not being mishtabel, whether I'm doing the opposite. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a melech who is influenced by the extent of bitochon that we have in him. And that is a very, very potent phrase, Melech, Rezer, Meshel, Mogein. He is the Melech who's influenced by the three different levels of Balei Bitochon. The one that Ishtadl and Hashem helps, the one that do no Ishtadl and Hashem saves, the one that do just the opposite and Hashem shields. And this is and then of course it ends, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mogein Avraham. Mogein Avraham, so the Avodrom says it's based on the Pasuk, Mogein Hu L'chol HaChisim Bo. Hashem is the shielder of all those who take refuge in him. So, lechol achrisibay. It's quoted from the Vilna Goyim that he once said to his Talmud, Reb Chaim Mivalozhin. It says, lechol achrisibay. Hashem is the shield to all those that take refuge in him. He says, nishno Chaim, not only Chaim, his Talmud, v'nishno Eliyahu, and not the Vilna Goyim himself, Elo lechol achrisim boy. To everyone, no matter who he is, be he great, be he small, be he significant, be he insignificant, he is the mogein, the shield of everyone and anyone who takes refuge in him. And thinking these thoughts, as we say them in Shmoneh Esrei, can certainly have a very significant impact. There's another line that we say in the Shmoneh Esrei, which I think also we say it three times a day, and it can be so powerful in focusing us on Bitochen Hashem. Because really what we need to know to have Bitochen is Hashem is endless Rachamim. His Rachamim is always there. He always feels our pain. He's always pained and concerned about whatever difficulty we have. And he's the Baal Chesed. Chesed meaning he does. He's constantly, his chesed. If we know Hashem's Rachamim is endless, and we know Hashem's Chesed is endless, then we know that everything will be okay. We put our trust in him. And that's really what we say at the end of Moedu HaToyv. Hashem is the good one. Kiloi cholu rachamecho. He's the one who never is his mercy withheld. Never withheld his mercy, never will withhold his mercy. His mercy is ongoing, effervescent, ever, never to be withheld. So he always feels our pain. He always is keenly aware of our situation. V'hamerachim, and he's not just the merachim, because he was just the merachim. He feels sometimes, oh, I feel so sorry for you, but there's nothing I can do. Or I feel so sorry for you, but I have no time to do anything about it. But no, he's the merachim, whose chesed is endless. When he's the merachim that is never withheld, and he's the mischaseid, whose chesed is endless. That's taka why, me'oilam kivinu loch. That's the next words. Me'oilam from forever, from time immemorial, we put our hope in you, because we can't lose hope when we're relying on the marach, on the marachim and the bal chesed. When he is that consummate marachim and bal chesed, and I know that, and I turn to him. I turn to him for help. I can't imagine he's not going to help me. He's the marachim to feel my pain. He's the bal chesed to fill my needs. And that also can be, I think, a quite inspirational, or quite a chizuk, or quite a system of instilling a bitochen in our hearts, in giving us that sense of bitochen. I think there's one more point which I think we should also be keenly aware of, and that is, let's not get caught up in our hishtadlus and think that it's our hishtadlus that does it. It's very important when a person is mishtadl, he's doing what he has to do and we have to do it, to take a step back, to stop for a moment and think. In reality, it's all Hashem. As the Beis Halevi says, the hishtadlus is only permissible because some of us, maybe most of us, need some degree of hishtadlus in order to be able to have the bitochon. But the trust in Hashem is what it's all about. So as we do our hishtadlus, we should always say, yes, I'm doing my hishtadlus, but it's really up to Hashem. He's really the one who's making it happen. In fact, it seems in a sipurnu, anona Hashem aslichono, he doesn't say that he should crown our efforts with success. He says we should do the right hishtadlus. It seems like our efforts are not crowned with success. Our efforts are a chiyuv of hishtadlus, kosher taaseh, in simcha alanes, whatever the source may be. But the results come from Hashem. The results come from bitochen. And as we do hishtadlus, we should, from time to time, if not constantly, remember that it isn't us, it isn't our ability, it isn't our kesiv and simyodi. It's all chesed and rachamim, and siyata d'shmaya, and ezer Hashem. And saying it, of course, helps, but only if we really pay attention to what we're saying. But otherwise, it helps a little bit, I don't know. But these are some ideas that we have to try to incorporate in our daily regimen, because we want to be able to take full advantage of every opportunity that we have to be mechazek our bitochen.